Mr. Farage, how do you know that the laws now regarding discrimination are outdated?
Well, I said no such thing. What I said was, two things here. Firstly, and this was an interview, by the way, done 6 months ago, so I was quite shocked to hear it this morning. I'd forgotten about it. The first thing I said was that we've never before had a migrant group come to Britain who've tried to change our culture, and unfortunately there are a small number in the Muslim community who genuinely want to introduce Sharia law to Britain, etc. So I think that's a wholly uncontroversial comment. The second thing I was saying was this. But small businesses, there are nearly 5 million of them, and they are a massively important part of our economy. They feel very, very pressured by continued legislation, and in many cases actually fearful of taking on staff. And what I said is this. I think that if a British employer, a small business, wants to employ a British person over somebody from Poland, they should be able to do that without fear that they contravene discrimination laws. That's all I've said.
If we come back to the point you made at the start, that the regarding this Muslim fifth column, you are quoted as saying, there's no previous experience in our history of a migrant group that comes to Britain that fundamentally wants to change who we are and what we are. In what way do Muslims in this country want to do that, Mr. Farage?
I'll just give you a personal example. Please. Of a taxi driver that I caught a taxi home from Hertfordshire with about 18 months ago. Very bright, well-educated, terribly nice fella. I sat in the front with him. He told me, you know, your society in Britain is rotten. It needs changing. We are going to take over and introduce Sharia law. Now, you know, I'm very pleased to say, Nick, there's only a very small number of people that say those things, but there are some of them. And we've only got to look at the British-born people, British-born passport holders who've been going out to fight for ISIS.
Yes, but Mr. Farage, you currently lead a party that has the commendable 14% rating in the polls for an upcoming general election, and you seem to be basing a policy on the views of one taxi driver in Hertfordshire. How wise is that?
There are between 500 and 1,000 young British people who have left this country to go and fight for ISIS. We have seen, not just in Britain, but in other parts of Europe too, some really horrendous things happen over the course of the last couple of months. There is a problem. Now, if people want to bury their head in the sands and pretend there isn't a problem, that's up to them. All I'm saying is that this is something that is of great concern. And I will bet, the vast majority of people listening to this right now are concerned.
When the police, moving back to the employment conversation, Mr. Farage, when the police say that if they have two candidates presented to them, one of whom is white, one of whom is non-white, the non-white should get preference because that is the way to have a police force or service that represents those that they are put in positions to serve, how do you respond?
Well, I think this country, of all the countries in Europe, is the one that has made the most astonishing progress in terms of the removal of discrimination. And rather than beating ourselves up the whole time, we should probably celebrate the fact that we've got a very fair and equitable society. And I don't think we should have legislation that tries to divide people. I think we should have legislation that is colourblind and fair.
And yet you will, I'm sure, be aware that this week it was reported that young males from ethnic minority backgrounds have been jobless for more than a year. The figure's risen by 49%. Surely your suggestion that we don't need that we need racial discrimination laws no longer in the workplace would just fuel that figure, Mr. Farage.
No group of people has suffered more from the wave of unskilled migration that has come in from southern and eastern Europe than the black community, particularly in many parts of London, where they have found themselves, you know, British passport holders, and they found themselves displaced by labour coming from whether it's Poland or wherever else it is. And what I'm saying is that I do think employers should be able to make a presumption in favour of employing British people.
And currently they can't?
Well, they can, but there's always the fear of have they breached discrimination rules. And the number of times I've spoken to small businesses and say, well, how's it going? Yeah, it's going really well. And I say, so you're going to start employing people? Oh, no, forget it. I haven't got time. I don't want the industrial tribunal. I don't want the agro. This is a very, very big problem, is that small businesses perceive that as soon as they get into the world of employing people, they will find themselves with legal bills and, as I say, industrial tribunals.
So this is more British-born applicants as opposed to born elsewhere in Europe rather than a white v. black thing, as it is being portrayed.
Is
well, I have to, I'm sorry, Mr. Farage, I just have to say, in some papers it's being portrayed as a white v. black thing.
Yes, this is not a white v black thing at all. I've made no comments at all on that. Do you remember a few years ago when Gordon Brown was the Prime Minister? He said, British jobs for British workers. Well, he didn't really mean it, because we're now part of a European Union with an open door, as I say, to lots of unskilled migrant labour and a lot of displacement. You know, people in Britain who are finding it very difficult to get jobs, and I want to make that easier.
Two things, just quickly. Plain packaging on cigarettes. It's a go now, Mr. Farage. How do you respond?
Don't start me off. Do you know, most of our laws in Britain aren't made here anyway. About 75% get made in Brussels. But here's a piece of legislation that has nothing to do with the EU at all. It has to do with the British government. And they have passed the plain packaging of cigarettes in Parliament yesterday without a debate. No debate, no opportunity for anybody to put any points of view. And I think that, why have a parliament? I think that's monstrous. The other thing that's important, you know, when you do pass legislation, is surely it needs to be evidence-based. And there is only one country in the world that has gone down this silly route, and that's Australia, and they have found that it's backfired. Not only have teenage smoking rates gone up, but of course, it's a counterfeiter's dream. So I think it's a very bad piece of legislation, and to be passed without debate, I think is an abuse of parliament.
And lastly, as it is suggested that Jeremy Clarkson might be heading towards the exit door at the BBC, and he's been described as the BBC's answer to Nigel Farage, what about a job swap? Would you like to go on Top Gear, Mr. Farage?
Well, it's a lovely idea. Look, you know, I'm quite certain that if as UKIP party leader I punch one of our officials, I think I'd be in considerable hot water.
Are you a fan, lastly, of Mr. Clarkson as the Prime Minister is reported to be?
Well, I do enjoy Top Gear. It's very entertaining, deliberately provocative and controversial. Whenever I sit down and watch it, I always laugh.